The American Civil Liberties Union is suing the state of Alabama for refusing to allow transgender residents to change the gender on their driver's license without proof of surgery. WBHM's Esther Chemakili reports Alabama is one of only 9 states with this policy, and some trans people say they face discrimination as a result.
Darcy Corbett, one of the plaintiffs in the case, went to the DMV to get a new driver's license last year. Having successfully changed her gender on her U.S. passport and Social Security card, Corbett says she wasn't expecting the ensuing humiliating encounter.
She insulted me by saying she never would have known I was transgender until she saw my driver's license. She disrespected me by referring to me as he and him.
She says at one point the clerk even referred to her as it and refused to put female on her new ID. In order to update gender on an Alabama driver's license, a person must first submit documentation signed by a surgeon verifying completion of gender confirmation surgery. Gabriel Arkles with the ACLU says this policy violates a trans person's right to privacy and their right to participate in public life.
We use ID so often these days, not just for driving, but to start a new job, check into a hotel, board a plane, even sometimes go to the movies. When each one of those interactions becomes fraught with danger because of an anti-trans government policy, it can have a huge impact on individuals and communities.
The ACLU is pushing for policy changes that will allow transgender people in Alabama to change the gender on their ID without showing proof of surgery. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, the main defendant in the case, says it can't comment on the lawsuit at this time. For WBHM, I'm Esther Chamakili.